6.1, what are legal ethics and court sanctions? In Chapter 6, we cover law office ethics and etiquette. And those two things actually do go together in many ways. In some ways they're separate. But if you're unethical, it's hard to also have proper etiquette. So we have kind of bundled these together here. It's really our chapter on how to behave and how to function within a law office, whether it's a violation of rules or a violation of manners. It's something to avoid. In this section, we talk about the definition of ethics and sanctions. Ethics are the standards which are often, in legal terms, many times, codified into actual rules which become law. So not only are ethics in this case something to strive for from a moral standpoint, from a legal standpoint you can get in real trouble for violating them. The rules that apply in most legal situations, though, in law firms, are the rules of ethics by the American Bar Association. Those actually apply to lawyers, not to paralegals. A bar association has no authority over the paralegal profession at large. However, if an attorney has a paralegal who violates one of those rules, the attorney can be punished as though the attorney had violated that rule him or herself. And so not only do you have your own career on your shoulders, you have your attorney's career resting on your shoulders as well. And we talked about that the Bar Association or government in some cases can punish an attorney for that violation, and that is where sanctions come in. Sanctions are the punishment that is levied against an attorney. It can be just a verbal reprimand. It can be a private reprimand where it isn't even published. Actually, what's published by the state Supreme Court is a comment that an attorney in Clark County, for instance, has been privately reprimanded for these actions, but don't actually name him. It's still pretty scary for a lawyer, though, because it is within the Bar Association's files now and the Supreme Court's files, so that attorney will not get a second break if something else happens. It's also pretty serious if it gets to that level. Of course, there are also public reprimands, which are even more serious. But there's also, you can lose your license as an attorney. You can lose things during the process of a trial. For instance, if you hide discovery documents, you can lose the right to call a witness. That can affect the outcome of your case. It can actually lead to malpractice claims as well. So the ABA rules do have a lot of teeth to them for attorneys. And for you, you just have to make sure that you abide by the same rules that the attorney abides by. And that's why, as we approach the next couple of sections, we talk about the ABA Rules of Ethics by the American Bar Association.